You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
A historic day, a historic sports show. Bill Belichick, six-time champ, 17 AFC East titles, 19 straight winning seasons, and 333 in his career as an NFL head coach. He is no longer in New England. There is no more historic sports show you will likely watch maybe in this decade than the one that we are doing today. It is an honor to talk about it. It's an honor to do sports television in the midst of this. We will wax poetically, but unlike any other show, we also gonna keep it really real. James Jones, what's up, big dog?
What's cracking, my
It's
brother.
Haircut Thursday, so I know you feeling great. Thursday.
We all lined up. My dog lined up. Over
is that what it is? It's Haircut Thursday?
No, I just show like this.
I just show like this. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, wait.
You just told the cameras you don't lie.
I don't lie. Look, real quick. Why you didn't have yet all his different things he's done?
Yes, sir.
Why wasn't Tom Brady on there?
Shady.
Yo,
crazy first
Bill. No, I'm saying you coached the best player of all time. That should be on the list.
A lot of coaches coach good players.
Joy Taylor, how are you?
I'm great. It wasn't haircut day for me, but she is thriving. So
it's still a great day, nonetheless. 2-5, Bill Belichick. History is occurring right now. Quite literally, this show is a historic show. It's one of the sports shows y'all are watching that you will be able to tell your kids about or tell your parents that you just finished watching. Shady, how will Bill Belichick, all of his greatness, six Super Bowls, all of those AFC East titles, how will Bill Belichick be remembered by?
You want my answer or you want the world's answer?
Talk straight to me, 2-5.
No, you know, it's a great thing. I think that Belichick's done some great things in this league. He has accomplished a lot of different things. As you've seen all the list of accomplishments, he's coached probably the best player in football,
no
Tom
doubt,
Brady,
Tom
right?
Brady.
He got some championships, rings and things. And then we can talk about the dynasty. I think if you think of the in football, you think of these dynasties, and his team had one of those,
yep.
Right? They were running and running and running and rolling. So I give a lot of credit to Bill Belichick for that. I'm not sure if it'll ever be done again. I think that Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid don't have a good case for that, but I don't know if it'll ever be done just like this again.
Shady, you played in the AFC East. While you were an All-Pro, Bill Belichick was there winning Super Bowls. Obviously, I know how you feel about Tom Brady. We will get to that momentarily, but talk to me for a moment, because nobody else can. Being in the AFC East, being in the same division as Bill Belichick, you were doing your thing as an individual, but Bill Belichick was doing his thing as a team. When you went up against the Patriots, when you went up against Bill Belichick, how much reverence did you have for what he helped do, obviously, with Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Just speak to that for a moment.
And it might not be a popular answer, to be honest. We never really feared the Patriots. Now, that's saying that we never could really beat them, but we never feared them. And I think a lot of it is just because the defense, they had always had a solid defense. I will give Bill Belichick one credit. I will say that he was really good at like neutralizing whatever you did great.
Yep.
So if it's running game, I might come out the first half with 80 yards. I'm like, oh, I'm definitely getting the buck 60, buck 70. In the second half, it would be a lot tougher, right? So he did a good job of taking what you do best. I remember watching tape with the Chiefs when I got there and watching the years of Bill Belichick going against Andy Reid and the Chiefs in the playoffs. And they did a good job of taking all the deep routes with Tyreek Hill.
No.
So he does things like that pretty good on defense. I give him credit for that, but... And it's his day, so I don't want to take nothing from him. But
not
I mean, you ask me
No,
you ask me questions. I gotta be honest.
You do. You gotta be honest.
As much as we give Bill Belichick,
not yet. Hold that one. Okay,
because on Friday,
not yet.
She gets flowers on Fridays.
I do.
Then when you give him a flower, you better have another one for number 12.
Hey, that's all I'm saying.
We're
going to keep it real on this show. Everybody else been a little too lying, but George Taylor for now. How will be Bill Belichick be remembered?
He'll be remembered as one of the greatest coaches in NFL history.
Mm.
Here's why. Because he was one, for one. But also, the further and further you get away from something, the less people remember. That's how it goes. We got a quick news cycle. People can't pay attention to the same topic for 1 hour, let alone a week, a month, years.
Right.
When he's going into the Hall of Fame, we're not going to be talking about how it ended. We will remember that he needed Tom Brady, mm-hmm. because we've known that for a while now. But as far as talking about his legacy, what he contributed to the NFL, what that dynasty was, he's going to be remembered as great. Make no mistake about it. The further we get away from how this thing ended, the more people start to focus on the positive. The more people start to tell the stories. And you get romantic. You know, it's like when you break up. You see somebody after a couple of years. You know what? It wasn't that bad. You be forgetting about all this stuff. It is. They look good. You look good.
I don't know.
You got a drink. Yeah. All right, so maybe it didn't all end that bad.
You be good. You still be blocked, though. Yeah, like, whoa.
You blocked or they blocked?
I'm blocking her. How you doing? Yeah, that's it. You need blocked.
I'm the same way. I hear you. But people do that. And when we think about what that dynasty was for 20 years, we may never see that again for multiple reasons, not just because there won't be another Tom Brady, but the NFL was different. He was young enough when they started winning that they were able to do that over that time. So there's just a lot of factors that I think once we step away, kind of zoom out from how bad it's been for the past couple years in New England, he will be remembered fondly.
Yeah, I agree with Joy, man. When you talk Bill Belichick, whether he retires, whether he goes on to coach again, whenever he's done, you're going to sit down and you can have as many arguments as you want, but he is going to be in the conversation for the greatest coach ever. When you look at Bill Belichick, the first thing that comes to mind when you look at Bill Belichick through this whole dynasty and everything, you always can touch on Bill Belichick's team were never going to beat themselves and they were going to play good defense.
Yes, sir.
Right? And Tom Brady had nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying? When you talk about being in that situation, defense playing at a high level, you knew the Bill Belichick's teams were going to be coached really, really well. Penalties, they were not going to beat themselves. That's Bill Belichick. And then everything he's accomplished. I mean, the man, like me and Shady won Super Bowls. We know how hard it is to get there. He's been to 10 of them, 11 of them, I don't know the exact number, and won 6 of them. That is crazy. This is the best players in the world. And I don't care if you had the greatest player ever. It is a team game, and it's still hard to win championships. And Bill Belichick accomplished that year after year after year after year after year. If he didn't win it, he was in it. You know, and that's big time as a coach, especially sitting here thinking I was going to get to multiple Super Bowls and I only been to one. That is hard to do. He's going to be labeled as the greatest
Real
coach
quick,
ever.
Shady. Let me chime in because though I can't speak to greatest coach ever, I think that's very subjective. A lot of people will weigh in and we will weigh in on that momentarily. But what I think is objective, Bill Belichick is the greatest defensive mind the game of football has ever seen. As a defensive snob, I think about what Bill Belichick did defensively, removing Tom Brady from the picture. He had 15 top 5 defenses. 15 of them. 9 with the Patriots. He had 4 when he was with the Giants. He had 1 when he was with the Browns. 15 top 5 defenses. Say what you want about his offensive development, but defensively, whether it was Brewski, whether it was Rabel, whether it was Hightower, whether it was McCourty, whether it was Chung, whether it was Law, whoever you want to think about defensively, from defensive tackle, linebacker, and safeties, Bill Belichick helped create, helped nurture, helped develop. So from a defensive mind standpoint, I don't think there's anyone better that the game of football has ever seen. Shady, I know you had a question.
Yeah, nah, that was a good take. He had a lot of Hall of Fame All-Pro players
that he inherited,
that he coached. Mm-hmm. He coached them. I mean, some of them guys are so good that coaches just say, "Hey, push your mouthpiece in, go get them." You don't got to coach too much. But your question, you said something that was interesting. I want
to
ask you what you meant.
Talk to me, man.
You said that Bill Belichick was remembered for having them teams where they won't beat themselves, mm-hmm. right? What years though was that before he got to the Patriots, right? Mm-hmm. Or was that after Tom Brady left? What years are you speaking of?
I'm just talking about head coach as the New England Patriots. That's what came with Bill Belichick. You knew that you were going to play a well-coached football team that was not going to beat themselves, whether Tom Brady was there or not. That was a Bill Belichick way. That was a Patriot way. You knew that was going
to
happen.
So just to enlighten you a little bit, when you watch them now, do they beat themselves?
Well,
now?
It's different now. That's why he's out of the Patriots.
Hold on, good brother. I was asking you a quick this question. I ain't with no beef, no smoke. We friends. You saying something? Ask you right now. Do they beat themselves or no?
Right now, they do beat themselves.
Okay, so he. Mm-hmm. So before Tom, when he was with the Browns, did they beat themselves? I'm just asking.
Oh, but Tom didn't play defense.
Hold on, bro. I'm not talking about Tom.
You just said Tom.
No. I said before Tom. When he's with the Browns, did they beat themselves?
So first off, First off, I don't want to get into all this with you.
I guess I won't get the answer.
No, you're not going to get the answer because I don't want to get into all this with you of you taking the credit away from what Bill Belichick has done just because he had time.
Hold on.
You know, because your greatest coach of all time is Andy Reid, and I don't want to bash Andy Reid on here,
you
too.
You can't.
But when he was in Philly, he won zero championships with Donovan McNabb, with a good quarterback, with a lot of all-star players, all-pro players, whatever. Last time I checked, Patrick Mahomes ain't no slouch, and that's what he got his two Super Bowls with. So we ain't going to get into that. We're going to represent Bill Belichick, and Bill Belichick is one of the greatest coaches of all time, whether you like it or not.
But is he the greatest? Is he the greatest?
In my humble opinion, yes, he is, because I don't think we're going to see this ever again.
Well,
a coach get to this many Super Bowls and win this many Super Bowls, I don't think we're going to see this again. Bill Belichick accomplished something that no coach has accomplished, getting to all them Super Bowls.
Dang, man. Like, dang. How you answer this question? I can't even my question
answer. You know what I'm saying?
You're so hostile. You answer this question. I can't even my question.
Because you take him some of the credit away from him.
I won't even put Andy Reid in this because it's really not a
it's
comparison.
It's not.
But my thing with Belichick is you love the praising for the things you talked about. And I'm asking you.
That's what he did.
Hold on. All I'm saying is that the things you're praising him for, I'm asking you, when did it happen? Because right now, you just said that they beat themselves. And before Tom Brady, when he's with the Browns, they beat themselves. So I'm trying to say, when was this happening?
So number one, he took the Browns to the playoffs.
Who?
He took the Browns to the playoffs, number one. If you want to put Tom Brady in the situation to where he was with Bill Belichick for 20 years, however many years, they still were a well-coached football team and did not beat them.
Joy, let me ask you, because I've heard from James Jones, haven't yet heard from Shady today, is Bill Belichick the greatest coach? You said one of the greatest. James said one of the greatest. There's a difference between one of the greats and the great.
I have a hard time saying that any coach is the greatest, because if you're going by just wins alone and just Super Bowl appearances, you have to default to Bill Belichick. Mm. But I think that all of us have coaches that we would put into that conversation. Obviously, Don Shula is in that conversation. Joe Gibbs is in that conversation. Bill Walsh is in that conversation. Bill Belichick is in that conversation. So when you're talking about the greatest, when it comes to coaches, I just feel like if you add any nuance to it, the conversation immediately starts to spiral. I'm not even mentioning it, like Andy Reid, Tom Landry, George Halas. Like these are all great all-time coaches, and they all had different things that they did great at a high level for a sustained amount of time. So I think, unlike players, coaches, to me, when you introduce nuance, it's very hard. It's very, very subjective. There was a time where Bill Belichick had a stranglehold on this conversation. We know what happened. Tom Brady left. He went and immediately won a Super Bowl in Tampa Bay. And now things have deteriorated, and it's opened the door for, is it really Bill Belichick or was it Tom Brady? I think we know that his success was directly linked to Tom Brady. But where I would agree with James, and this is why I feel strongly about the Bill Belichick conversation, is it is the ultimate team game. He did have a high level of success. And of course, Tom Brady was the catalyst and the perfect personality and player for Bill Belichick and what he wanted to do. Things aligned perfectly. The era of football that they played in, where it was much more about defense, the type of energy that players had coming into the league. The part of the reason why I think he's failing now is he hasn't evolved with the league. He hasn't evolved with players. It's not a modern system that he's running. All that, we don't care about the individual. We don't care about what you're talking about. You're here to do a job. It's the Patriot way. That doesn't work anymore. But at the time, during that dynasty, it did. Mm-hmm. And everyone fell in line, and Tom Brady was the reason why they fell in line, because he was so great, everybody else agreed, and that worked along with Bill Belichick's system. Bill Belichick was a great defensive coach. He brought in, drafted, Brady didn't have anything to do with that, a lot of great players. Mm-hmm. I'm giving Brady as much credit as Brady deserves, which is most of it. But I can't just disregard all of that and the consistency that Bill Belichick had. Bill Belichick still was the head coach. Tom Brady was not the coach. He was the player and the greatest to ever do it. Two things can be true.
Now, Shady, you have a unique take because you played with Tom Brady. You won a Super Bowl with Tom Brady. Yeah. So you really know the real.
You think Bill drafts great? You said he drafts a lot of great players.
He's drafted a lot of bad players, too. But, yeah, there's some players that he has brought in that he developed that were pretty good.
Couple, yeah.
Including Tom Brady.
Yeah, if you give him credit for that.
He drafted defensive players too, Shady.
I don't know how much he had to deal with Tom Brady, like his growth.
I want you to speak your mind, because you won a Super Bowl with Tom Brady without Bill Belichick. You won it in Tampa. You know just how great Tom Brady was separate from Belichick, but this is a Belichick conversation. Is Belichick the greatest of all time? Why or why not?
I don't think he's the greatest coach of all time. I do not believe that, right? For you to be so great, you can't have a fall like you haven't. If you're everything that James is saying, if you're everything that Joey Taylor is saying, how do you go from the top and you just fall down to the one of the worst teams in the league since Tom is left? I don't see that. And I think that maybe some things that he did install on Tom Brady, like playing with him in Tampa Bay, I've never seen the best player be such a great leader. I'm talking about treating the cafeteria lady a great, treating the janitor the same way he treats the head coach. Like, Tom is really a great person, right? And you see on the field the way he's coaching, the way he's you know, instructing everybody what to do. So I can see them things. But when I look at Tom Brady and I look at Belichick, it had to be Tom to win these games, right? Let's think about it for a second. They say that he drafts and developed these players. When you watch Tom when he left, who's he developed? When I watch the Patriots, I don't see no development. We talk about the quarterback. Tom Brady, all right, sixth round pick, right? Supposedly he showed some growth and he helped him out development. We look at Matt Jones, the first round draft pick. Do you see anything like that? I don't see it. I don't see it at all. So then playing against Bill, like, we never was scared of that defense. They played great red zone defense. That was it. When I played with the Bills. Played great red zone defense up and down the field. We gonna get three, Tom Brady gonna get seven. You do the math. That's why you can't beat them dudes, right? And I look at guys that play, well, I won't even say their names, but nobody loved it over in New England. They didn't love it over there. For example, nowadays, to go to New England, he's paying all these players to come over there. When he had Tom Brady, he wasn't doing that. He didn't have to do that because we could win with less because we got Tom Brady. When I was there, they got rid of Jamie Collins. I couldn't believe it. Yep. We was in Buffalo. Like, yo, how do you get rid of your best defensive player? I guess he didn't take a contract he wanted to give him, and they still was winning. Now when Tom left, he can't do that. So all I'm saying is this. We compare Andy Reid. I don't think it's a close matchup, but
Andy Reid is your greatest coach.
I think he's the greatest, yes, for me, right? Mm-hmm. But when I compare them two, James said something that Andy Reid never won nothing in Philadelphia.
Never won a Super Bowl.
Never won a championship.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. NFC championships, but never won.
No, don't worry about that. Let's say Super Bowl, right? That's a big thing. So when Andy Reid got to Philadelphia, they were not a good team.
No.
He changed the whole program around.
Neither were the Patriots.
Hold on for a second, big guy. Well, Andy Reid's first coaching job as a head coach was Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. Changed the whole thing around. Drafted Donovan McNabb as his first drafted quarterback. He did pretty well. He developed him. So then, when you look at Bill Belichick, right, his first head coaching job was?
Browns, I believe.
5 years?
5 years.
How many winning seasons?
11-5, one winning season.
That's it, one. One in the 5 years. I don't know how good that is, but you can do the math. So then you go to the Patriots, right? And this Tom Brady guy comes along, and then you just start running them. Andy Reid goes to Kansas City. They weren't a good team. Were they or were they? I don't want to say anything wrong. He changed the whole program around. So when I look at a great coach, I look at he could take any franchise and make him really, really good. So he does. Philadelphia, they were bad. He made them a top team. Despite winning championships or not, he took them to Super Bowls and NFC championships. Five in a row, four in a row, I can't forget. Then he goes to the Chiefs, and you see what they are right now. Mm-hmm. You look at the players he drafts, right? These are, like, really, really, really good players. I don't want to sit here to have time to name all the players, but you know who they are, right? You look at Belichick, the guys he drafted. I mean, you know.
At the end of the day.
What's the end of the day?
Number one. We talk about sitting at the table all the time, and I understand Shady played with my man Andy Reid. He cannot even sit at the table with Bill Belichick.
Why can't he?
He cannot. You are talking about a coach that has went to 10, what's the number? 10, 11 Super Bowls and won six of those things.
Mm-hmm. He went to nine of them joints.
Nine of them.
Yeah. Nine is a head coach.
Who'd he have?
Nine Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And won six of them.
Okay.
Hard to do, baby.
Andy Reid went to Philadelphia, give him all the praise you want, kudos and all that for turning that thing around. He got fired, and he left there with zero championships. Mm-hmm. Right?
It happened.
Now he's over there in Kansas City, and some people say that's the second greatest quarterback in NFL history in Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. And he found ways to win. At the end of the day, as a coach, you need good players to win championships.
That's true.
Right? It's very rare that you're going to go on a streak of winning these championships or having winning seasons with bad players. And it starts at the quarterback spot. That's why they win and make the most money, period. And since Andy Reid has got a great one, he's been winning Super Bowls.
So what about when he didn't have a great one?
He didn't win no Super Bowls.
But he wasn't the worst in the league.
Bro, Bill Belichick went to the playoffs with Drew Bledsoe.
Hold on, go ahead.
I'm going to let you talk.
I know you don't want them numbers without Tom Brady. I know you don't want them. I know you don't want
it
them.
It don't matter.
I know you don't want the winners.
His accomplishments is right here.
Okay,
and so they don't say Tom Brady next.
So when you said something about, well, I mean, that's cool for TV, but you
saying,
know what's going on.
That's real life.
Hold on. So you said something about Andy Reid, right? You said he didn't what? You said he wasn't winning, I guess?
Championships.
Super Bowl. Yeah, Super Bowl.
This is my thing. Super Bowl is hard to win, right? Unless you got
exactly.
Unless you got number Unless you got
and he
12.
Got six of them.
Unless you got 12. Team like the Bucks had the same roster. They come with nothing. Man. One dude came there. One dude with good hair. Right? And won a championship. But we're not going to talk about that. My thing with Bill Belichick and Andy Reid is, if you can drop any room, any team with any quarterback, he gonna win. He might not win championships. Championships are hard
so
to do.
So what?
Belichick can't do it. Hold on. Soon time left, you see what he looked like. Before he had time, you see what he looked like. That's all I'm trying to tell you. And then when you look at the development of these players, that's what you're talking about. When I look at a player, I'm looking at a coach, I'm looking at how can you develop these players? Mm-hmm. How do you draft, right? Mm-hmm. And how do you coach? And how can you adjust to all the players? Yeah. That's what Andy Reid does. Yeah. We had DeShaun Jackson, great player. You know how great he is. We go get another one, though, Tyreek Hill. Mm. Brian West was a great running back. We're going to get another one, Sadie McCoy. I go to tight ends. What's my name? Selleck was good, but what's Lewis? We go with Travis Kelce. It keeps going and going in linemen.
How many championships
did you
win in Philly?
If Andy Reid had Tom Brady as his quarterback, oh, my God, what are we doing?
Question for you.
So what are we talking about?
Hold on. Question. Because
you hating.
How much?
I hate you hating.
How much does it hurt Belichick? Obviously, today is the day of the retirement or stepping away. He didn't retire. Today is the day of parting ways with New England. 3 years ago, Shady couldn't have made this argument because Belichick was with Tom Brady.
Not true.
But because Belichick, he wouldn't have been able to make the argument as strong. Had Belichick left when Tom Brady had left, we won't know. We would never have the ability to understand. But because Belichick stayed, and he got worse and worse and worse, he made the Super Bowl once, and he got blown out.
Andy Reid run four games his last season in Philly.
How much
that ain't good.
Does Belichick's legacy marred by
it's,
the absence?
It's not.
And Joy, can I tell you one secret? I'm not even joking. Me and Rex Ryan, it was a lot of us in the hot tub. He's the only head coach to be in the hot tub with the players. Anyway. And we used to say, yo, If Tom Brady did not play for the Patriots, they will not be a good team. We still always say this.
Yeah.
And soon it happened.
Yeah.
Soon everything came true.
Yeah. And Rex would say that.
Hold on. Well, in the players. I'm not a liar. I said it too.
Buying plenty of time.
I said it too, though. So I don't know however you all want right. Rex. Anyway, when we would say all that, and then once it happened, everybody's so surprised. I go to my text, hey, Rex, we've been calling this out. We've been saying this because we play against them twice a year. I mean, I guess
you need great players to win championships, man.
Let's try to find the middle ground.
Period.
Because, James, you do need great players to win championships. But Belichick should not have been this bad.
Terrible.
Because great coaches, absent of the whole roster being maligned, Andy Reid's 4-12 season, great coaches still find a way, a la Mike Tomlin, to win eight, win nine.
I mean, he went
eight, win nine without great quarterbacks. So kind of speak to left side of the table. One, Belichick shouldn't have been this bad. And two, Joy, you're saying it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter. It won't matter. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame. He's going to be remembered extremely fondly. And no matter what we sit up here and argue, Rex Ryan have Tom Brady or Andy Reid have Tom Brady, they didn't. Bill Belichick had Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. And I don't give teams that take someone in the sixth round credit for that decision. Just like I'm not going to give the Niners any credit for Brock Purdy. You don't get credit for that. That player happened to rise above where you chose to take them. Tom Brady just happens to be the greatest of all time, and that's in him. He is the one that made himself the greatest of all time. He was chosen. Some of us just are. He's one of them. What happened with Bill Belichick, I don't think is solely about Tom Brady. I think it's also about Bill Belichick and his inability to adjust to the modern NFL. When he was involved in that dynasty with Tom Brady, which, by the way, didn't end so great with Tom Brady there, which is part of the reason why he left, because they were not putting pieces around him like Brady wanted. And what did he do? He went to Tampa Bay, and then he brought some other great pieces with him there because Brady could see how you needed to win. Belichick didn't, and he did that for years, and he relied on Tom Brady to elevate. Not, I won't say lesser talent, because there was some great talents that he played alongside. He did win a few with Rob Gronkowski, who is considered one of the greatest in his position that's ever played the game.
Yeah.
He was in New England. He started his career in New England. Mm-hmm. So it's not like Tom Brady played with a bunch of bums. He didn't. That's a fairy tale. I can give you the list. There's Hall of Famers. There's great players left and right. Tom didn't bring those guys in. What I will say is this. When we get away from how this has ended, Belichick will be remembered fondly. The indictment of Belichick to me is two things. One, obviously, we never saw him win without Tom Brady. So we cannot give the bulk of the credit for that dynasty to Bill Belichick. we shouldn't. It was mostly Tom Brady's excellence. I will give him the credit for the defense. I will give him the credit for the consistency. I will give him the credit for overcoming some moments within the organization. There were some scandals, and they were able to rise above it as a team, as an organization, led by Tom Brady, to go and win championships year after year and be feared or be considered to be in the championship conversation year after year. The other indictment of him is that he did not evolve. And you see that with certain coaches. We have seen legends have an inability to evolve to a changing game. And I think that what's happened the past few years in New England has been a reflection of Bill Belichick's inability to evolve. And that is an indictment of Bill Belichick, not Tom Brady.
One question for these two. That's the Belichick lovers.
I felt like that was so eloquent. And I don't love Bill Belichick. No. I respect what Bill Belichick was able to do in the time that he did it.
I just got one question for y'all, though. Huh? You think it's a coincidence that without Tom Brady?
No, I don't.
Hold on. I didn't even finish. That he's barely 500 as a winning coach?
No, I don't.
Y'all think it's...
I don't.
He's not even 500, I don't believe.
Oh, am I wrong?
I don't, but I don't think he's the greatest of all time either.
But I'm saying for him to be so great, right? Because mm-hmm. y'all keep throwing these rings and all this success, and I'm not taking that away from him. Yeah. I'm just saying without this number 12 guy, right?
Right.
From Michigan.
Labeled as the greatest player.
You're not even 500 as a winning coach because let's real quick. Because mm-hmm. Andy Reid without Patrick Mahomes is a winning coach.
Yeah.
Andy Reid without Donovan as a winning coach. Andy Reid with Alex Smith, they said he was a bust.
They did say that.
He came to the Chiefs and they were winning.
And how many championships they win?
He keeps asking me that.
But that's what it matters.
But if you got
a lot of coaches winning.
But you know
what I'm saying? Championship.
You understand what I'm saying, though.
We got to revisit this on the other side of the break. We got to pay a bill. This is a Bill Belichick conversation. It's a Bill Belichick day. It's a historic show. I'm sorry. We keep it a little uncut. Speaking of Andy Reid, y'all already know in the playoffs, the Chiefs are facing the Dolphins. Andy Reid can continue to add to his legacy. On the other side of this break, a little Reid talk, a little Belichick talk, a little playoff talk, all making the greatest show for one of the greatest days. Remember, check us out every day, Fox Sports Channel on Sirius XM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the day about Bill Belichick. He has stepped away from the Patriots after 17 AFC East titles, after 6 Super Bowl wins, along with 9 Super Bowl appearances, after 15 number one defenses in his career. Many say he is the greatest, but he is one of the greatest coaches the game has ever seen. Joy Robert Kraft notably said he will continue to cheer on Bill Belichick, except when he's coaching against the Patriots, leading us to all realize Belichick wants to keep coaching.
Mm.
But the question is, should NFL teams want him as their head coach? Bill Belichick is, to you, one of the greatest ever. Should an NFL team want one of the greatest ever to coach their franchise? 8 current coaching vacancies, 7 if you exclude the Patriots.
He was. His resume was that he's one of the greatest coaches ever. And when he does retire and we start counting up the years between this situation and his legacy and his Hall of Fame speech, we will stop. We will distance ourselves from this conversation. But right now, what have you done for me lately has been really, really, really awful. And it's gotten worse every single year. And as I just said in the block before, the learn about Bill Belichick at this point in Bill Belichick's career is he has had an inability to adjust. He has an inability to pivot. He's had an inability to build his team as a modern NFL team should be built. Some of the decisions that they've made, flipping back and forth between the quarterback, I don't even know if Mac Jones is that bad. But what chance did he have? They had a team of offensive coordinator. Like what was that about? So you're just gonna completely abandon developing a young quarterback that you went to the playoffs with. A lot of the decisions that he's made, paying everybody, which is not normally how he does things. It's just been very messy. It's been a downfall of deterioration of one of the greatest organizations that we've seen in sports. So right now, I would not have faith that he could go into an organization and turn them around. And for what level of consistency? When you're hiring a coach, and we talked a lot about age yesterday with Pete Carroll leaving the Seahawks and then Nick Saban and now Bill Belichick, who's 71. When you're talking about hiring a head coach, It's different than players. We know that players are going to retire. We know that all players that you draft are not going to be with your organization for their entire career. If you get 4 or 5 years out of certain players, that's a good run for a draft pick. Coaches, you want to be there for a long time. It's not ideal to be going through a new coach every 3 to 4 years. So how long is Belichick even going to coach if he was to take another job? I just don't think it would be a good move for a team.
James Jones, should teams still want what you say is the greatest coach ever?
Mm-hmm. It's only one team for me that should want him, and that is the Chargers. You have a quarterback that is on the verge of being a superstar. When you look at Bill Belichick over the last 3 years, yes, record-wise and all that, you may be losing. But on his side of the ball, coaching the defense, because he don't coach the offense, you got the fourth-ranked defense, eighth-ranked defense this past year, seventh-ranked defense, right? You come over here to the Chargers, you have a superstar quarterback with a lot of people believe. You ain't got to go draft one. You get who you want to get on that defense. We know you still coach the defense extremely well. I do not want to see Bill Belichick go from a situation with the Patriots to where your quarterback ain't that good and you got to develop him, and then you got to go to the Commanders and draft a quarterback and develop him. Carolina, you got to develop that quarterback. Falcons, you ain't got no quarterback. You got to draft one from there, right? Seahawks, same thing, right? Titans, same thing. A lot of young quarterbacks. Go with Justin Herbert. I think that's the only job that Bill Belichick should have his eyes on, and I think that's the only team that should reach out to Bill Belichick. Come fix this defense. This offense will be just fine with my man Justin Herbert, and you will have chances to win some games.
He's 71, though. Like, so let's say he coaches for the next
three
years. That means Justin Herbert will have had three coaches?
Going on four if he coaches and pivots. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Justin Herbert's already going to have three coaches.
Yeah.
My question for you before I get to you, Shady. Justin Herbert, he is a budding superstar. Obviously, we know that. But he hasn't yet made himself who he's supposed to be in many people's minds.
True.
Don't you think that Bill Belichick could undermine the greatness of what we believe Justin Herbert could become? We saw what Bill Belichick did with a young Mac Jones. Yeah. We saw what Bill Belichick did or did not do with a Jimmy Garoppolo, did or did not do with a Jacoby Brissett, did or did not do with, obviously, Matt Castle didn't have that same talent, though led an 11-5 season. So don't you think it's probably too risky to put Justin Herbert under the tutelage of a head coach who has proven to cut the legs out, if you will, of first-round quarterbacks?
Well, I'm just looking at listening to those guys' names you just named, Jacoby Brissett, you know, Jimmy G. I mean, they're not Herbert. So for me, like, Bill is chasing a championship. You're not really going to get it with the Falcons, and you got to bring in you're not really going to get it. The best spot for him to go win a championship, the defensive mind of coach that you are, because you still have these defenses playing at a high level, I truly believe it's only one team, and that's the Chargers for him to go and coach.
Shady, should a team want Belichick? Belichick still wants team,
yeah.
But should a team want him?
I heard a question. I look puzzled. I'm trying to figure out, if I'm an owner and a president, why would I want Bill Belichick? Because of stuff he did in the past? This is a serious question. I'm being serious. I'm not even joking no more. I'm not even, me and James, I don't know what he got going on, but listen. Why would I want him, though? When I watch him play, why would I want him? They look awful, though. And you're the best coach of all time. Seriously, though, right? Like, let's say Andy Reid, they're struggling this year. They don't look as good, right? I don't know what happens. Let's say next year they struggle again. But there's something that could tell me I could get with Andy Reid, because they're always going to find a way to kind of win. When I look at Bill Belichick, they look like the worst team in football. So it's like, why would I want you to come take my franchise? If my franchise has been bad already, the Chargers have been... They've been a disappointment for the last couple of years.
Correct.
So why would I bring in a head coach? What's he do good for me to bring him there?
That's where I'm at.
That's my question.
Like, that's where I'm at. Is
and he's 71.
That's where I'm at. Is like, I wouldn't.
Come on.
If I'm an owner, I don't know what Bill Belichick could sell me on that I would currently want to buy.
So is it the age? That's not
production. For me, it's the combination of age, but more importantly, Bill Belichick no longer does anything at an elite level.
Mm-hmm.
His defenses are still good, but remember, James, I told you 15 years top 5 defenses. Yep. I believe you told me an 8, a 6, and I believe maybe was there a 4 in there?
7, 4, and 8.
Bill Belichick used to have like the best defense in football. So then, if he's not doing that at an elite level, and here's the crazy thing, he doesn't know how to hire a staff. That's my other issue, is like, he can't put together a staff. So you're going to have Justin Herbert there, but Bill Belichick, he went into a season with a special teams coach and a defensive coordinator and his offensive coordinator. Imagine doing that to Herbert. That is malpractice in its worst form. I just think you can get away with that in New England.
Mm-hmm.
But let him go to the Chargers and try to make you know, Matt Patricia, his OC. Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
And then when I held a record, when it happened, they would say how smart he was. I'm like, what? Hmm. But it's because who he is. Yeah. We are so fooled, right? We are fooled to believe that, yo, this guy's just so great. Until you really break him down, right? And it's like, yo, why is he so great?
I mean, that was just pure arrogance. Like, it didn't look like a good move. Whoever believed that was a good idea was just purely based off of the fact
how
that they
the
believed in
with these
his
players. Then okay, let's talk about that though. So let's move all that away. I guess the coaches, that was just him having fun. Let's just talk about him as just developing these players. So you look at a guy like we talk about Herbert, right? Yeah. And all them guys that go over there, draft picks, etc. Do you feel comfortable with Bill Belichick growing and developing these players?
Absolutely not. But that's my point.
So why don't we bring him as a coach?
I don't want to. But what I'm saying is what's happened with Bill Belichick is he had an enormous amount of success. The highest level of success that you can possibly have in the NFL belongs to Bill Belichick as a head coach. 9 Super Bowl appearances, 6 Super Bowl wins.
Yeah.
He did that for almost 20 years alongside the greatest player to ever do it.
Mm-hmm.
So the level of arrogance has got to, or confidence, whatever you want to call it, I would call it arrogance because of the way that it's looked without Tom Brady, right, was at an all-time high. It's hard to walk in to Bill Belichick and say, hey, I know we've done it this way for all these years. We've treated players like they're disposable. Nobody has any names. Nobody has any identity. Players don't like playing there because it's not fun.
They hate it there.
We've done that for years and years and years, and it's brought us this level of success. But now we've got to change our ways. And if he doesn't change his ways, which he didn't, it resulted in really, really bad play and the deterioration of the organization to the point where we are now having this very heated conversation about whether he's good or not. So, no, I would absolutely not trust him to develop players. If this was the year 2002, mm-hmm, yes, yeah, but it is not. It is the year 2024, and he showed he cannot coach in this version of the NFL, certainly without Tom Brady.
But Shady's point is I don't know that, like, let me soften what Shady has said as I've heard him to try to soften it. Has Belichick ever shown his ability to do that? Because I think
for 20 years he drafted those players, right? For 20 years, Tom Brady was not in one draft room.
Keep going.
Do we want to do this? The players that he brought in free agency, and the players that were in the building, the players that he played alongside.
But hold on. Free agency don't really count.
He doesn't? Because Brady didn't choose those players.
No, but I'm saying free agency, so I was like, if you...
Brady didn't choose the players that came in on free agency.
But in free agency, though, right, like, how that only works is, like, the top dude's going to go. I'm going to pay you more, pay more.
Yeah, but people whip in free agency all the time.
You can go wherever you want to go. That's like...
People whip.
Comparison, bring you in, and I don't know what you're going to be. And free agency, I've seen you play. I know what you can do. I know what you can do.
Yeah.
As a draft pick, I don't know what you can do in the NFL. It's two different things.
Question.
Go ahead, James Jones.
For years, right? It's been players that were bad on other teams that came to New England with Bill Belichick on the defensive side of the ball, and we looked at him like, he's getting that out of them? Am I wrong?
No, that's true.
Right? Is that not coaching, and is that not developing these players and getting the best out of them? That's what Bill was known for. It's been plenty of dudes.
He was known for that?
Defensively, I will
say. Where's it went, though?
I will say defensively, because even we're talking about the Chargers.
That's his side of the rock.
No doubt. J.C. Jackson was amazing in New England. $82 million deal, $82.5 million, 5 years, went to the Chargers. He was so bad, albeit he was injured in his defense. He came back from an injury. He was a healthy scratch, America. Then the Chargers sent him back to New England. Patrick Chung, he played with me and LeSean McCoy in Philadelphia. We was looking at Pete Chung like, who is this dude? Went back to New England, started balling. Jamie Collins, he was a dude in New England.
Dog.
My favorite linebacker in New England. He went to the Browns and he went to the Lions, and I was like, wait a second. That don't look like the same Jamie Collins. So both of what you said I think is true, and the inverse is true. There were great players in New England that left New England and were no longer great. Not so much as they weren't great and then came to New England and got better. I usually see you were defensively, not speaking offensively, that's Shady's side of the ball, defensively, greats in New England left, and I was like, what's going on?
What's that mean?
Here?
When you say that, I just want to figure out, what does that mean?
To me, it means that Bill Belichick defensively did know how to put players in the right positions to win. I think defensively, he did know how to draft the right players defensively.
Okay.
Now, I will also say, not after 2014. After 2014,
oh, absolutely.
I don't think he could draft at all. But I will say, Dante Hightower from Alabama drafted him, put him in the right position to win. Defensively, he found guys. After 2014, decade, I ain't seen none of them.
Because there's a lot of players that left New England and were still dogs. See, when I think you're a great player and I think you develop and I think you're that good, when you go to the market or wherever you go and you're still nice on other teams, like Asante Samuels, he was a beast.
He was a young beast for Belichick. Mm-hmm. He leaves there and continues to be a dominant player, right? Mm-hmm. Gronk, I can name guys. So when I look at Belichick, when you talk about like him being so great, I have a hard time doing this right here, thinking about this. If you're so great of a coach, mm-hmm. right, and one great player leaves your team, how you go from the top to the
bottom?
Because my thing is, if even if he leaves, okay, you won't be as good, right? You won't drop.
Of course.
Michael Jordan left the Bulls. Phil Jackson's a great coach. They dropped. They won the worst in the league. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, Andy Reid, you keep throwing his name around like he ain't who he is. My thing is, if Andy Reid loses, I won't even say his name, but let's say Andy Reid didn't have Patrick Mahomes. I don't want to jinx nobody. He ain't going to go to the top of the division, winning every year, to the bottom of last.
May be true, and he's not going to win championships neither.
But nobody's going to win championships without Tom Brady like that. That's what I'm saying. If you don't have I'm just saying, that's what it is. Yeah.
But it's, I really agree with what you're saying. Because there's nothing to disagree with it. It's the facts. It's what happened.
Right.
But I think the reason that it happened isn't because Bill Belichick was a terrible coach. He was this bad of a coach for 20 years. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that.
It's a little overhyped. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying.
Perhaps a little overhyped. We gave too much credit to him.
Yeah.
We should have given more to Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. We didn't have the ability to see it.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah, so we did not know who to give credit to. We tend to give credit to coaches, especially over dynasties.
I'm not saying he's the worst. I'm not saying that. Yeah, so she's right.
But I think that he did not evolve. It happened.
Hold on, because she made a very interesting point that I disagree with, but I think it's very, 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 very interesting. Ooh, I think this is the crux of everything. I don't think Bill Belichick has gotten worse as a coach.
Me either.
I don't think he's gotten worse. I just think Tom Brady left. That's the nuance of all this.
They're just functional right now. They're just functional. He's doing stuff like Patricia and special teams coaches. He's not drafting good players. The team as a whole looks bad. We didn't have that.
Go ahead, James. Hold on real quick. So from that side of the table, it sounds like we are punishing coaches for having great players. That's really what it sounds like. It sounds like you guys are punishing Bill Belichick for having great players.
No.
RD, greatest player in NFL history, right? Phil Jackson had Michael Jordan. Yes, y'all said after he didn't go rock, but they did not win the biggest game. They did not win championships. Then he went to L.A. with Kobe and Shaq and won championships. My man, his favorite coach of all time, Andy Reid, he was 4-12 his last year in Philly with all the players he drafted and developed. 4-12. Who took a chance on him? Another team. Mike McCarthy with Aaron Rodgers, losing season. Then he goes to the Cowboys and wins 12 games. Bill Belichick controlled his side of the football. Top 10 defense the last 3 years. So if you're talking about he still can coach, yeah, the man still can coach. But it just sounds like you guys are punishing him because he had Tom Brady of all the things he accomplished.
Let me ask you this. Does your point cannibalize your point? Here's why I asked you this. Mike McCarthy, one of your favorite coaches. With the Dallas Cowboys, he's still proven to be a winner. Without Aaron Rodgers.
With good players.
Without Dak Prescott, he still was winning with Cooper Rush. Obviously, the Andy Dalton year, the Cowboys went 4-12. Mike McCarthy's first season there. Andy Reid, without Mahomes, he was good. Without McNabb, he was good. Without Mahomes and McNabb, he was good. Without Mahomes, McNabb, and Alex Smith, I think with Kevin Cobb, he was still
good enough to get Kevin Cobb paid.
I believe. So with all that being said, Belichick, even his best season without Brady was 11-5. It was 11-5. It was a good season with Matt Castle. But if you compare that to the season before, you still were 8 wins worse. Because the season before, you went 19-0. And then you dropped from 19-0 to 11-5. So compared to 19-0, 11-5 ain't that good. Because as Joy Taylor will say and proudly said yesterday, the last time the Dolphins won the AFC East was in 2008 when Tom Brady got hurt. So I don't know if Bill Belichick has gotten worse as much as Tom Brady just isn't there.
So really quick, right? And I don't want to call none of y'all liars.
Okay,
but we're basically saying every coach that wins some games and not championships with lesser players is a better coach than Bill. So Tomlin and Mike McCarthy and all these dudes are better than Bill. Is that what we're saying? Because he had Tom?
Can I say
crazy.
Yo, I'll say this, though. He ain't gonna like this. You get Mike Tomlin, Tom Brady, though. You see what the stuff he doing? See, this is what I'm saying.
No.
But this is my thing. I want you to understand this, because I don't know what it is. You like a lawyer or something. Just hear me out for a second.
I'm listening to you, brother.
The stuff that Mike Tomlin's doing with the team he has, is that impressive?
It is. It's a good coach.
Good coach. So we might not have Ben Roethlisberger no more. We might not have that. Might not have Antonio Brown out there. He might not have
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell. He might not have them dudes, right? He might not have Pouncey's all them all-pro. He don't have them guys no more, right? Palomalos, he didn't have them. But he still found a way to win. So my thing is, why is it that the best coach of all time, with all these six rings and 10, 11 championships, all that, you keep talking about? Why you can't do nothing close to that? Why are you like the worst team in football? And you're the greatest.
Answer that. That's a really good point.
I know it is. I'm going to
answer. That is a very, really good point. But at the end of the day, what is it equaling, Shady?
At the end of the day, I know.
I'm being real.
Your Honor, rest my case.
This dude has had six Super Bowl championships. Went to 9 of them. So are you sitting here saying, we just had a conversation, should they fire Tomlin for being average and winning? We just had that conversation. But if winning mattered and not winning a championship, why would we even be talking about firing Tomlin? They talking about firing Philadelphia. Like, what are we, and he's winning.
And if it wasn't for my man to have home championship with Tom Brady, we would definitely be saying fire him.
Possibly, but we'll never
know. Am I tripping? You want to be a Patriot?
I don't ever want to be a Patriot. Y'all need to put some respect on Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Oh, what a day. Bill Belichick will do this to you. A historical show, a historical conversation. When we return, players are trying to make their own history. Dolphins, Chiefs are in the playoffs. Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes won the Super Bowl last year. But who is under the most pressure? Remember, that game is just 2 days away from today. We're talking about the past. Now it's time to talk about the present. We having fun today, y'all. Thanks for hanging with us. Family, we are in third and long. The Chiefs, they are trying to continue to add to their illustrious resume, Travis Kelce, along with Patrick Mahomes. But it will not be easy. They have the Miami Dolphins coming into town, and it's supposed to be frigid and freezing temperatures. Remember, these two teams already met in Germany earlier on in the season. That game was decided by one possession. A Tyreek Hill fumble went the other way. The Chiefs scored, and the game ultimately came down to 7 points. Joy, a lot of players are under a lot of pressure. Tua Tagovailoa never's won a playoff game. Patrick Mahomes, he's still trying to stay on the throne. Travis Kelce, amongst others. But who is under the most pressure in the Dolphins-Chiefs game?
I think it's Tua, for sure. I think you all disagree with me that the Dolphins are under a whole lot more pressure than the Chiefs are, so I'm going to stick with that. I think that there's so much on the line for the Dolphins this weekend. There's so much on the line for Tua. Tua hasn't been paid. There's still questions about whether he's a franchise quarterback or not. I don't think so. I think he is. But you've also put yourself in a position where you got to go play in 9 degrees lower than no degrees.
That part.
It's colder now today.
I know. I'm hoping it stays at 9. It's not going to get any colder. You had an opportunity. You had a stranglehold on the division. You had 3 games up. You lost it at home. Played terrible at home to Josh Allen, who looked like a superstar, and then took a lap around your building, which is crazy disrespectful. And I can't even be mad at him because he earned it. Listen, to do that in Miami on that night is a crazy thing to do. And I respect it, because who gonna stop me? Who gonna stop me? Yeah. 3rd and 13, right down, get the first down. Thank you. Take the division back, still at the top. You put yourselves in this position. I think it's all on Tua. Tua has to go and get this win. The Chiefs are not the same Chiefs that we've seen before. I understand it's cold. So what? You play football? Football is played mostly outside. Everybody doesn't have a dome. You got to be able to prepare for that. I understand. I'm saying with a heated blanket on my lap. From the safety of this studio. I understand. But I have sat out in those games before, too, where I wasn't running around. I know how cold it is. I've gotten caught in a blizzard in Kansas City before. It's going to be cold. Nobody cares about that. Nobody's going to cry any tears for you. No one's going to remember that you played in freezing cold temperatures. You have to go get this win. I think all the pressure's on Tua. Yeah.
I'm going to say Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce, my dog, so I'm about to be really real. One of my favorite quotes, and this is why Travis Kelce is under the most pressure. Nobody cares what you're doing until you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Say that one more time.
Nobody cares what you're doing until you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. We didn't care what Travis Kelce was doing when he had 7 consecutive 1,000-yard receiving seasons. We didn't care what Travis Kelce was doing when the Kansas City Chiefs were going to 3 Super Bowls, including winning 2. We didn't care what Travis Kelce was doing when he looked like the greatest receiving tight end in the history of the National Football League. But now that Travis Kelce's 7 consecutive 1,000-yard receiving seasons has been snapped, albeit he did sit out the Week 18 game, albeit there didn't used to be 18 weeks in a season, now that the Kansas City Chiefs look as bad as they have looked in the last 6 years, now that Travis Kelce does not look like the same killer Trav that we all know and love, now we care what he is doing. So the question is, what is he doing? Well, he's doing a podcast, which he didn't used to be doing. Very successful podcast, may I add. Shout out to them. He's going to baseball games in Texas on a Friday before a Sunday game in Denver, which, oh, by the way, they lost. Mm. He's hosting Saturday Night Live. Mm. He's dating one of the most famous people in our world. But what I found most intriguing was this quote by his team, not my team, his team. And it very simply said, "We position Travis to be world famous, not a world champion." See, Andy Reid has positioned Travis Kelce, and Travis Kelce has positioned himself to be a world champion. But his team has positioned him to be world famous. And it appears, James Jones, that this year, those two desires have collided. Oprah Winfrey told me, you can have it all, but you can't have it all at the same time. Mm. It appears that he's trying to have it all at the same time. Ooh. Nobody cares what you're doing until you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Mm. We don't care if Travis Kelce and the Chiefs win. If they win, shout out to the podcast, yeah. Shout out to Taylor Swift, shout out to SNL, shout out to going to the Rangers game. But if they lose, it's going to be bad.
Yeah. That's a good take, my brother. That's a good take right there on Travis Kelce. I agree. But for me, it's Tyreek Hill. Mm. And the reason why I say Tyreek Hill is the last time they played the Kansas City Chiefs, my dog came out and he said they could get this smoke anywhere. Mm-hmm. And he came out there, and the reason the Dolphins lost that game is because his catch and fumble, and they took back to the crib, and they lost that game. Last week, right, had a couple drops that really could have, you know, won that game for the Miami Dolphins. The previous week, dropped a big-time touchdown that could have led to some momentum in Baltimore. He has not been playing his best football. But not only that, he was in the MVP conversation for a reason. He was on pace for 2,000 yards, something that has never been done in the National Football League. Since week 13, he has not had 100 yards, right? And he's only had one touchdown. Uh-oh. No knock on him because people are trying to take him away. But the knock is if he don't ball, they don't win. Point blank period. If he don't ball, Tua don't play well. Point blank period. So all the pressure is on him. When he plays well and has over 100 yards, they win the football game. So for me, all the pressure is on Tyreek Hill because he makes everything easier on Tua and this offense.
2-5. Who got the most pressure?
I'm going with Patrick Mahomes, right? I think he's the best player on the field. I think we all could agree on that. You know, when players get contracts, we all tend to just to chime in on it, right? And when we heard he was getting half of a billy, we said, cool, it's Patrick Mahomes. That's how good he is. And for this team to win this game, because we know his wide receivers are going to be up and down that game. Mm-hmm. Easy pass, they're going to drop it. That's what's been going on all year. But he's so good. I watched the Super Bowl against my Eagles. It wasn't no passes. It was some runs for 30 yards, 20 yards to win the game. If they're going to win this game, it got to be on Patrick Mahomes' shoulders. He's that good. He's the best player on the field. And I'm going with him for the most pressure.
This will be a good one. Tua Tagovailoa, Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, all stars or budding stars. A lot of pressure in that one. But there's also a huge Cowboys game. Dak Prescott's playoff record, it is not great. So can he afford to go one and done? They got a big one against Mike McCarthy's former team, the Green Bay Packers. Can Dak afford to lose on Sunday? Next on Speed.
What's his record? Put a bad one.
Make sure you play this week's Fox Super 6 free-to-play game. Download the Fox Sports app and enter for free for a chance to win your share of $10,000 in weekly cash prizes. Well, Cowboys aren't worried about cash. They're worried about winning a playoff game. Dak Prescott, as we know, does not have a glowing playoff record, but he's had a phenomenal season. 36 passing touchdowns, led the National Football League, 9 interceptions. It was truly a year to remember, but will it continue to be? Bring us on camera. James Jones, you know about the playoffs incredibly well. You know about playing for the Packers, obviously, very well. The Cowboys play the Packers. No better voice to talk about this game than you. Can Dak Prescott in this matchup, can he afford to go one and done?
No. He can't afford to go one and done. Coach Mike can't afford to go one and done. What they accomplished this year, the way they play football, the team that they have, they cannot afford to go one and done. This is really legacy for both of them, right? Mm-hmm. Last year, you won a playoff game. At least this year, we can sit here and say they playing better, especially the quarterback, right? And they got a better team. and you're going to go one and done at home to where you are 15-0 and you have a Green Bay Packers team coming into town the way Dak Prescott is playing, they cannot afford to go one and done. And for me, this is a legacy moment for Dak Prescott. If Dak Prescott makes a run in the playoff, everything changes for him. The way we talk about Dak Prescott changes for Dak Prescott, especially if he can get to a Super Bowl, right? Every time you say Dak Prescott's name, cool, throw these touchdowns in the regular season, cool, make some plays. But all that matters is playoffs. The playoffs are here, and you go one and done in the playoffs, right? You're going to have some conversation if you go one and done in the playoffs. Jerry Jones, is Dak our guy? Because you had this great year in the MVP conversation, one and done at home against the Green Bay Packers. You're done? Same thing for the head coach. I think they would be stupid for letting Mike go, but that's going to be some conversations that's going to be had if you go one and done. It is legacy on the line for both of them. Coach Mike has been to a Super Bowl. Dak has not. Dak has to make a run in this playoffs, and you have two of them if you're able to take care of the first one at home. This is huge for Dak Prescott. Cannot go one and done.
James, let me piggyback on that take because I wholeheartedly agree. Dak can't afford to go one and done because this is a legacy year for Dak Prescott. This is the year that Dak Prescott should build his career off of. Who is Matt Ryan without 2016, that MVP year going to the Super Bowl? Who is Cam Newton without 2015, that MVP year 15-1 going to the Super Bowl? Who is Joe Flacco without 2012, 11-0 touchdown interception ratio en route to winning a Super Bowl, Super Bowl MVP? Who is Matthew Stafford without 2021 going to a Super Bowl and winning it? Who are these great quarterbacks, take the quotes if you want them, without that 1 year? Because all they really are that 1 year. Matt Ryan is 2016. Cam Newton is 2015. Joe Flacco is 2012. Matt Stafford is 2021. It was 1 year. So if Dak Prescott can make this year his 1 year, it's his legacy year. 36 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Matt Ryan had 38 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Ryan went to a Super Bowl. If Dak can find a way to make a way and take them all the way, this is his legacy year, and there's no better time than this year. I think he can't afford to go one and done.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Go ahead.
I got a question. you said Cam Newton, Matt Ryan, Joe Flacco.
Matt Stafford.
They're all different than Dak. They got legacies.
Now they do.
No. I mean, Cam Newton with an MVP legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? First pick overall. Mm-hmm. I mean, Matt Ryan, first pick since Michael Vick left. MVP. Mm-hmm. Joe Flacco.
Yes, sir.
Won that stretch.
Yes, sir.
Right? Super Bowl. And then Stafford, I mean, got tons of stats. Mm-hmm. And he went to get a championship. Legacy, though.
Yeah.
When you say legacy, what makes you have that legacy?
So my point is what you're saying is this is Dak's year for that. Because remember, if you remove Cam's 2015, we've talked about it, and I like Cam a lot, so I don't like to slander him at all. But if you remove Cam's 2015 season, my dog got about 2 winning seasons and a whole bunch of losing ones. If you remove Joe Flacco's winning season, Joe Flacco never threw for 30 touchdown passes in a season. If you remove Matt Stafford's Rams season, I think Matt Stafford got nothing but losing seasons, and I think he was 0-1 or 0-2 or 0-3 in the playoffs. Well, so the point I'm making is what you're saying. Dak has no legacy.
So I'm going to say
this
that.
This is a year.
When I heard the question, right, and this is nothing against Dak, I don't look at Dak as having some legacy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In eight years, no all pros, which is hard to do as a starter for the Cowboys. Like, people just vote on you because you play for the Cowboys. Anyway, no all pros, no MVPs. 8 years, you got 3 Pro Bowls. 2 of them was real Pro Bowls and 1 is an alternate. I don't really count alternates, but everybody's different. No conference game, no. I mean, a couple of, one playoff win or two?
Two and four.
So it's like, when we say legacy,
it's real.
I guess it's how we define it.
Yeah,
I think legacy is like, yo, he a bad mother. Look at his stats. 100. He got this, he got that, he got.
100.
I don't see that in that conversation, but I do think that he can change the narrative.
100%.
Yeah. I think he's having an elite MVP type of year. Mm-hmm. I'll give him that. But as far as legacy, like, I mean, I got to see it.
Yeah.
I don't see him have no legacy.
I think I have to agree with you guys. I wasn't sure where
you said
I was.
Shady, you agree with Shady?
Yeah, I agree with you.
You're a smart girl.
You guys.
I thought.
I think you guys are all saying the same thing, though. Shady just said a little different.
I mean,
y'all all saying the same thing.
I don't see anything.
I'll be sitting here, but I'll be listening. Ooh. I gotta listen because I gotta keep receipts. And it sounds like you guys are all saying the same thing, and you each have very unique delivery.
There we go.
And you all said the exact same thing, that if Dak is to have a legacy, he's got to do it this year.
Yes.
He doesn't really have a legacy right now. He's been a good quarterback. He's been the franchise quarterback of the Cowboys. They've had those before.
Yeah.
He's not really ever reached the highest of highs. He's made it to the divisional round and lost. And 2 of those times, it was badly, and back-to-back years you lost to the same team. So
I forgot that.
You really need to capitalize on what you've done this year. He's been in the MVP conversation. Some people still think he is the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
I don't happen to be one of them, but he's had an MVP level season.
He has.
He's had an outlier statistics season. He's called his own shot about his interceptions last year and answered that. Mike McCarthy has him playing at a really high level. Man. They have a great team. I don't know, when you talk about a Ford, like, are they going to move off of him? Are they going to fire Mike McCarthy? We don't need to really get into all that. I don't think that they would do either of those things if they lost. But this is a year where it feels like you have the momentum, and it would be tough to argue down the accomplishments this year if he was to go all the way.
No doubt about that. Well, it is a historic week because both Nick Saban and Bill Belichick have stepped away from their teams. One has stepped away from the game of football, and one has tentatively stepped away from the game of football based on being removed by Robert Kraft. Well, which legendary coach has a more impressive resume? Saban, Belichick. Let's get loose with it.
Well, we were agreeing. We work.
A historical day in sports. Nick Saban yesterday stepping away. Bill Belichick today stepping away. You're talking about 13 combined championships between these two. 7 national titles for Saban, 6 Super Bowl championships for Bill Belichick. This is really the biggest day you can dream about having in a day and age of sports. Shady, whose resume do you believe is more impressive, Nick Saban or Bill Belichick?
I'm going with Nick Saban. And it might be college, but, I mean, he's been super successful. And we don't have to have no arguments or no excuses why he won, right? We're going to win championships with Jalen Hurts? Okay. We're going to win championships with Tua? Okay. We're going to win championships with Bryce Young? Am I trying to say that?
Yeah. I think he went. I don't know if he won it.
We're going to go there. Right? I look at all the wide receivers, from Julio Jones to Calvin Ridley. You keep going. You know, names and names. Ain't just one person that got me here. Ain't just one coach that got me here. No. Nick Saban is who he is. He's him for a reason. It's not, no, is it this player? Is it that coach? Nah. So one thing I got to give Nick Saban that credit is because, without a shadow of a doubt, he going to win games, he going to win championships, and he has nobody else to thank but himself. James Jones.
So, yeah, no good players.
At the end of the day.
No good players. Julio Joneses and all that. And
him. When he leaves, bring another one in there.
It's all you, Joy.
You going to defer to me?
It's all you, Joy.
Yeah. Who had the more impressive resume?
I hate doing this. We can't let them have one day of their greatness. We gotta pin them against each other.
Easy one.
Well, I mean, it's...
Yes, it is.
It's... Easy one. It's tough for me to overlook Super Bowls because you win Super Bowls over the best that there is. Everybody's professionals. One percenters of one percenters. Mm-hmm. Everybody's great. In college, that's not the case. Everybody isn't great in college. You don't have the same level of competition. And even when you get to the very, very top, you get to the college football playoff, you get to the national championship, you still might not be going up against the best. Now, that doesn't discredit anything that Nick Saban has done, because Nick Saban, unlike Bill Belichick, is in charge of everything that happens at Alabama. And every single year, they were Bama. So it is two different sports to me. It's I get it, it's football, but like the structure
of
the sport, the recruiting.
I haven't heard an answer yet.
I think it's harder to win Super Bowls than it is to win national championships.
So Belichick.
But I think that Nick Saban.
I got a question for you, though. I'm not even joking, I'm being serious. Why do you say that it's harder to win Super Bowls than championships in college?
Because, I mean, it's just a different sport to me.
Because you know, in college,
like you're winning against professionals.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, there's been Super Bowl champions that have snuck in the playoffs. You can't sneak into the championship in college. You can't even have 2 losses and get to the championship. You gotta be clean the whole year.
Yeah. I mean, there's some other.
And if you do have a loss, it's one.
You can't lose, but who are you playing?
Yeah. I think it's an interesting perspective. I actually think it's harder to win a natty than it is to win a Super Bowl.
I think so too.
Only because you gotta be perfect.
Gotta be perfect.
Who are you playing to be perfect?
You're playing at least like probably 3 to 4 good teams. At least 3 to 4. But I think on top of that, though, you got more competition. Like in the league, you got 30.
More competition.
If not as far as numbers.
But wait.
College is 118.
No. We know that. Okay, we know that there's more teams. But like
that's what I said.
Actual, yeah. Literally, there are more teams in college than there are in the NFL, but there aren't 118 Bamas. There are 32 NFL teams.
But every year on any level of sports, and any sport you want to look at, you always see upsets. That's why you have the top dogs and underdogs. So my thing is to be perfect the whole year. I don't care who you are. Yeah. Right? Even when you look at some of the losses that these big teams have, they're not always the top team that beats them. It'd be some weaker teams that win. It's going to be perfect. Yeah. So when I look at – I mean, I'm an NFL dude. I'm not really like a college guy like that. I did like a year in a semester. Yeah, I had stuff to do. I had the NFL at 20 years old. I had money to get. But when I look at what's harder to do, it's got to be college because you have to be perfect. So it'd be perfect, though.
Let me get in on this.
Georgia's the best team in the last 2-3 years, yeah. And they ain't in the playoffs because they had one loss. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, to Saban. I don't want to say it ain't close because these is two Hall of Fame coaches.
I said that.
And the greatest coaches of all time. One in college, yeah. One in pro. Yesterday, we had a chance to talk Nick Saban. Mm-hmm. And the very first thing that my dog over there said, Shady, was, get him out now. NIL deals, he can't get the best players no more. That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. He can't get the best players no more, right? Deion gonna get some. Georgia gonna get some. They ain't got the money to get the best players. So he basically was saying, get out because you ain't that coach without the best players. Correct? That's what he said. That's quote for quote.
And who that said that?
Right?
Who's that?
Hold on. Let me get my stuff out. Hold on. So to say that you have won 7 national championships is all good. But with the best players in the world, that's what my dog told us yesterday. You have Bill Belichick who has 6 of these things, right?
What?
And it is... Acho, did you win one or you went to one?
I went to one.
Right? You went to one, right? You never went to a Super Bowl, correct?
No, harder to do.
Is it harder to do?
Oh, my God.
Is it harder to get to a Super Bowl?
Right? So, my dog, we always talk about college football. Hold on. We always talk about college football and all that. But the best of the best is in the National Football League. Bill Belichick won 6 championships, went to 9 of them against the best of the best. However you want to slice it and dice it. When he had this player, he had, with the best of the best. I'm going to say it again. The best of the best with 6 of them. This one, I forgot to say it. And I am going to say it. It's not close. It's Bill
on the other side of break. Play the music. Play the break music.
Why is it
going to
be not close? Why can't we just say it?
Play the break. You're right. Respect him. It's close.
It's like you let him steal off on me. I can't fight back.
Next break. Fight back. Fight back. Next break, Jay.
I'm going to get punched in my mouth.
That's crazy. Oh, God. 2 legendary coaches, a retired, a historical show. I'm glad y'all are hanging here with us. Shady, last time before we went to break, James got you a 1 quick verbal jab. Yeah, he did.
It wasn't quick. It was one of these. You let him do it.
I let him do it. Shady, I want to give you time to get your verbal lick back, if you will. Pause on that. 2-5, what did you have to say? Saban, Belichick, who's great?
So before you left, right, what did you
see?
Before you left the set.
Segment?
Yeah, what did you say? You said something to me about... You was referencing something I said, right? That's what happens.
Oh, you yeah, said, with Saban. Yes, you said Saban. Yesterday Saban had to get out for the NIL money because now he can't get the best players. So you hinted to he had the best players, and now it's going to be hard for him to
basically
win.
Basically, what I was saying is we will never know how great Saban was because he's not going to get the best players he used to get because of the NIL money. But we had a chance to see the evidence of Bill Belichick. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can't be that great, and we pipe you up, and we praise you for 20 years how great you were. And then soon the one player leave, despite what you may think about it, y'all look way different as an organization, as a team, as a franchise. Yeah. So it's evident about we can see you not what you say you was. Where the other guy, he been balling and balling and balling. That's all I was trying to say.
I think for me, I'm in the middle of it. I think Belichick is one of the greatest coaches of all time because I can't just erase the experience of those 20 years. But I also think that having an inability to adjust to a changing league, because it changed while he was coaching and winning as well. So to just stand pat on what's worked for you in the past when it is a different league, when it is an offensive league. We were arguing about defensive coaches yesterday. It's an offensive league. You know you need a high-level talent. You're messing around with the development of your players. That's where I would agree with you. I feel like he failed where he showed – a lack of greatness to me is that he didn't adjust at the end of his career.
The part that you agree with him real quick, I just want you, because he won't answer the question for some reason. I don't know what it is about me. He just won't answer today. Maybe it's today. But I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
So if he was all that, he was that great.
Yes.
I just want to know this, though. Where did it go?
I think he was like, great. I think his style was paired perfectly with Tom Brady in an era where that worked. And I think that it is a new NFL now, and he did not adjust. He couldn't have been this bad that entire time. There's too much that goes into winning. You know this.
You say that, but then we look at, he looks way different. Listen, last thing, because I'm not biased, but I'm just saying. Big boy, Andy Reid.
Yeah.
You can drop him.
Wherever.
Any team, right?
Why?
Because Andy Reid, big guy. That's my favorite coach. You drop him anywhere, right. Any team.
I love Andy.
Any city.
I love coach. Hi, coach.
No. Let's rewind. He won't look like that.
Do you agree? I agree with you.
Do you agree?
1,000%.
You think I'm going to ask him? No.
What's he going to win, though? Acho, let me ask you that. What's he going to win?
An NFC championship game.
One of them?
All right, family, when we return, there are 8 NFL coaching vacancies right now, but which job is the best one? Is it Chargers? Is it Commanders? Is it Titans? Is it Falcons? Is it Patriots? Is it Seahawks? What y'all think? We'll tell you what we think next.
I should say the Patriots would be funny.
Family, we are in our 2-minute drill. Okay, 8 head coaching vacancies. Panthers, Falcons, Seahawks. Y'all can see them. I ain't got to name them. James Jones, best head coaching vacancy is?
I'm still on this Bill Belichick.
You got 45 seconds. You want to talk
Raiders,
about Bill?
Raiders. It's the Raiders, man.
How you say it?
It's the Raiders.
Raiders. It's the Raiders. I'm taking the
Raiders. I don't think the Chargers have a call. I'm going Chargers.
Chargers?
This is a team that has a franchise quarterback. It's got to be the spot.
I'm going with the Seahawks. They got a lot of talent. Right? Pete couldn't get it done.
Yeah.
Bring young coach.
Ooh, coach need talent to win? See, we have 20 seconds left, and you want to do that. And you want to do that.
Yeah.
And you want to do that.
I love y'all, man. I love y'all.
See, we're 15
seconds. James on one today.
And he want to do that.
Wait, what is yours?
I want to say Commanders. Jahan Dotson, Scary Terry, Curtis Samuel, and then you got the number 2 pick. If you can get Drake May. Mm. I don't hate it. A lot of money.
Mm. Yo, do Philly beat the Bucks?